You better not pat on your back in the spot holder. One of my friends pointed out the game spot and like, it actually appears in two of the pictures. There's one on your back and then there's one on the waist bench.
I wish, Casey, that was, it was like the New York Times was showing up for a photo shoot and I was wearing like an LA Times Festival of
I saw that photo.
Well, that one actually made me change. I bought another shirt. But
you were wearing that shirt in the
other game shot one.
I asked you what you want to leave first, and you got, and you gave me incredible detail on the way that I could have numbers and numbers and 2-3 maps. So on another level higher, certainly have about 12 minutes left. Give me an overview of your research.
The two basic directions on engine technology is, automatically making things look better by improving the lighting model, and then allowing us to manually make things look better by giving the artist the ability to texture and cut geometry everywhere.
Yeah.
So those are the two directions, and in fact they can be combined, they can be used together, but they both have kind of their interesting set of technical challenges associated with them, and they also both fairly neatly tie into the existing breakthrough architectures on things. So those are things that may very well show up into our next project. And some of the other research stuff that I'm working on that's not directly game engine related is I'm working on some vision research with little webcams or head tracking stuff. I've got some kind of gimmick things I want to do in the games with that. They're actually just tracking heads, so like when you're nodding or shaking your head, your character can do that. And then doing the holographic window scene, so as you move your head around, it actually changes the view on the screen. I don't think the webcams actually have a fast enough latency to do that without lag.
Yeah.
That's some interesting stuff, but following that to some other levels with like extra facial expressions and some different things like that, because I think that there's probably more applications than I can think of for all those, because all the really interesting discontinuity happened with new input output devices, things changed when we started using the mouse for everything. I think that computer vision is the point where it's practical enough, and it may very well have a mouse-like effect on things where, there's just things you can do with a mouse that you just wouldn't do with a keyboard, and there would probably be similar levels of things like that. That's still just in the kind of random guess phase on things, but there's interesting things in that we have enough CPU power now to do some pretty good stuff with it, and it's also, unlike a lot of the graphic stuff, that's an unsolved research problem in a whole lot of ways. I mean, there's active research going on and all this stuff, and it's far from, we don't have the SDI example with image processing to know how to just put things together and just worry about making it fast. And then the last direction that I'm interested in is moving some more generalizations of 3D technology towards being able to do things with other rendering stuff, like HTML type stuff inside 3D worlds, being able to build little cyberspace like things that are not specifically game related. I believe that there's a fundamental an infrastructure framework that we can build, that we can build a first person shooter in, but then the framework is general enough that we can do other things with. While all our existing stuff right now, we're building completely a first person shooter game, but then people do other interesting things with the technology. But I think that it always costs a bit to generalize. I mean, you can always make something more efficient by specializing, but at some point you reach a decision where you say the cost to generalize is not that painful, and the benefits by having a more general platform can be pretty significant. I think we're at that point for 3D games right now. I mean, we clearly weren't 2 years ago, where you're still caring about every last little thing that screws out any bit of performance, but the trends with hardware acceleration, especially geometry acceleration, much faster CPUs and more RAM and more disk storage and all this stuff, I think that we can do things that are 90% or more as good as a really specialized version, and so that's where you do a ton of other interesting things with it.
So you might picture a persistent Quake world where people are having conversations and things.
Yeah, or even not necessarily directly Quake related, but I think there are interesting things to be done in communication media and other like that, where you still seen bits and pieces of it sometimes when people are, following each other around or meeting on a server or something like that. And there's a lot of potential directions there. I mean, I wouldn't tag it with virtual reality because, like, VR is like a term loaded with death and destruction from there's never been a successful VR company had. But I think a lot of that was really because of lack of, the time wasn't right, technically. I mean, a lot of cases, creativity and innovation are straight technical curves. And this is what just comes up a lot with, like, Doom, say. It took cleverness and smart and creativity and all this to do Doom, but all that cleverness, creativity, and smart 5 years previously wouldn't have mattered because it just wasn't possible at the time. So, my point on a lot of things is that, there are times that are appropriate for new innovations to happen, and I think that, like, in the next couple of years, it is one of those times for a couple of those things, with some generalizing the 3D interface, and if anybody goes on, there seems to be this intuitive grasp that, of course, sometime the internet and the web is going to have some kind of 3D interface on it, kind of vague, airy sense, but it never comes down to, like, the concrete detail of what actually needs to be done, the interaction, and things like that. Yeah. Maybe times or something like that, but may not. That's the nice thing about I'm looking at these four different directions right now, and I'm going to pursue all of them, and then I'm going to wind up following through on the one that I think is the best.
We've laid a pretty good bed for that by the way.
He's been set on finishing his master's or PhD or whatever is over there. So he's finishing his college degree, but he won't commit to it yet, but we're probably going to have him back. Certainly we're going to be working with him on various things, but we have officially offered him a job if he wants to after he's finished his degree. And luckily, once you've got a degree, it's easy to get. We have all these troubles with a Canadian.
Do you recommend people go to school or not?
I look at it, I say that if you go into it for the right reasons, it can be a good place. University can be a very information-rich environment. I do look back at it and say I kind of wasted some of the time that I had there when I could have been going in and, using their multi-processors or the graphics workstations. Like, there were these facilities that I didn't take advantage of. If it's just a matter of going in to get, to get a degree so you can get a good job, now I'm not real wild about that, but if you're going to university to meet, smart people and professors and to, expand some horizons and learn some things, especially for some people learn so much better like that. And me, I've always been the type of person that just seems to me like a manual or some steps or whatever, and I prefer to learn that way, but not everyone's like that. I don't think college is a bad thing, but I would not tell people that you must go to college and the only way to succeed. It really is not. And I do think that in at least young industries and fast-moving industries, all the internet computer stuff and game design and all that, that talent and a resume of being able to have done something means more than a degree. I've never even asked someone, do you have a degree? It's more a matter of, what have you done? And if it's a choice between sitting in a lecture hall and taking some tests or staying at home and, writing and doing mods and proving that you've got talent, I think that can be a reasonable way to go.
Okay, another quickie, too. Maybe you haven't been to our site, but we cover all sorts of stuff. Wonder Swans and Nintendo Entertainment Systems and Atari 7800 and stuff. What consoles do you have access to now, and what consoles have you lost in your life?
Right now, the only one I've got hooked up at home right now is the Nintendo 64, but wrapped in cords right now we have PlayStation, Saturn, and I don't think that's at home yet, but I'm so comfortable playing
them.
And you have my email address, right? Go ahead and send it to me, and I'll forward it over to Joan, or else you're going to forget about it.
Thank you so much.